Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's announcement earlier in the week that he would not challenge Democratic Senator John Ossoff next year was surprising to many, but not all political observers. The Kemp announcement now unfreezes the Republicans waiting in the wings who want to run statewide. Individuals who have expressed interest in challenging Senator Ossoff include four members of the U.S. House delegation. They are Republican Representatives Buddy Carter, Rich McCormick, Mike Collins, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Other possible candidates are State Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper and Insurance Commissioner John King. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper conducted a statewide mid-April Georgia poll and found Governor Kemp, if he were to challenge Senator Ossoff, leading the prospective race, 49-46%. Now, without Kemp in the candidate field, the advantage turns to Ossoff. The AGC poll found the senator leading Mr. King 51-38% and topping Representative Greene 54-37%. The outlook suggests that Georgia Republicans will now see a crowded Senate primary field, meaning it will become difficult for one candidate to win the nomination without going to a secondary runoff election. Turning to Illinois, Democratic U.S. Representatives Robin Kelly and Raja Krishnamurthy announced their U.S. Senate campaigns this week. Congresswoman Lauren Underwood is expected to soon follow. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, who both Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and Senator Tammy Duckworth support, is also an announced candidate. Public policy polling released the first study of the growing Democratic Senate primary. The late April survey found Mr. Krishnamurthy leading the pack of contenders with 20%, compared to Ms. Underwood's 16% support. Lieutenant Governor Stratton posted 13%, and Congresswoman Kelly trailed at 8% support. The 2026 Illinois Senate race will receive a great deal of attention in the early portion of the election cycle, since the March Democratic primary will almost assuredly determine who wins the general election. In Louisiana, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy released an internal poll from Ragnar Research Partners that gives the incumbent a 45-18% Republican primary lead over state treasurer and former congressman John Fleming. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders continue their attempts to convince former Governor John Bel Edwards to run for the Democratic nomination. Changing the Louisiana voting system from a jungle primary to a partisan nomination process will alter how this campaign is run next year. Angus King III, son of Maine Independent Senator and former Governor Angus King, announced that he will join the Democratic gubernatorial primary. He will oppose Secretary of State Shayna Bellows for the party nomination. In the open San Antonio mayor's election, from a field of 27 candidates, former congressional contender Gina Ortiz Jones and ex-Secretary of State and Texas Public Utilities Commissioner Rolando Pablos advanced to the June 7th general election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.